Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Slandy here, and I'm in the car going to work, and I'm going to try to do a couple of more octavers back-to-back here in one recording, like I did with octaver number 14 and 15. Unfortunately, I've had to do it this way because things have been crazy busy, but that's okay. You know, that's... It's par for the course for me. It either, it's a feast or famine, as they say. And in these days, it's definitely been a feast. So as I turn up the heat a little bit on this rather chilly morning. Oh, I'm coming up to a red light, which is good. That means I can pick up my paper here and see what we've got for the topics for the 16th and 17th of October here. Now, we're coming up to the end of October. Never mind. So share your top five music. I've done that one already. You're hosting a party. Name your three music artists you hire to perform at your party. Well, since it's a party and you want a lot of energy, I've chosen the three following, at least trying to keep in that rock vein that I originally started way back when I talked about Octaver and what I was proposing to do in my trip, in my series of audio boos that I did on my way down to Toronto. So my answers for this topic are ZZ Top, Rush, and Van Halen. That's what I've got here on my paper. And let's see, that was Octaver 16. Octaver 17 asks a similar kind of question. You're a male roadie, or in my case, a male roadie. Name your top three artists you will be touring with and why. I've got Gary Numan, because I'd love to see the creative side of how he does things and how he puts together his shows and the synthesizers he uses and all that good stuff. The other one I had on the list, unfortunately my list has fallen down, I can't get to it anymore, was Styx. Now Styx is an old American band from the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s. And they're back on tour, but believe it or not, their lead singer, I believe it was Dennis DeYoung, is no longer with them. And who's leading the band now singing is none other than Lawrence, or Larry, depends on how well you know him, Lawrence Gowan, Canadian artist, famous for Criminal Mind, and what else did he, Moonlight Desires, Criminal Mind, Moonlight Desires, there's been several hits he's had. I'm trying to think of the other one. Can't think of it right now, but I think I'd go out with Styx, you know, as a roadie. Yeah, I'd like to go and be a roadie for Styx and see how Gowan performs with them and listen to their some of their old pieces of music like Lorelei and Sweet Madam Blue, and there's so many good pieces of music from that group. And that would be it, I think. That sort of brings it to the end of this 16th and 17th, boy, that's difficult to say, episode of Octaver. Little bit past the halfway point in this month of Octaver, or October. You know, I've tried, like I said, sticking to the rock genre. Been very difficult, kind of put it by the wayside because I just couldn't do it for all the Octaver topics. And anyway, I look forward to reading up all the next topics. I don't look forward too far, and at this point I saw that everything's been posted. Obviously it's October October 28th, because it's Monday and Thursday is Halloween here in North America, where all the kiddies go out as ghosts and goblins and zombies and vampires and lawyers. No. I was just naming scary things. What else? That's it. Okay. I'll wrap up this 16th/17th episode of Octaver. And I'll come back with another Octaver soon. Thanks for listening.